السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاۃ والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ، ونشهد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ، ونشهد ان سیدنا ونبینا وشفیعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers, you have been listening to this verse many a times. It is recited in Salat by many Imams. And also when we make tilawat of the Quran Sharif, we come across it in the bayans and waaz and nasihat, we listen to it. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has not created the jinn and insan or human being except for the purpose of ibadat and worship. Now this verse has been explained many, many times, that when we say Allah Ta'ala created a person or created us just for the purpose of worship, so then does it mean that now we must make salat all the time, or we must keep fast every day, or that we must remain in the tilawat of the Quran Sharif 24 hours of the day? It obviously doesn't mean that, because there was no one greater than Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. After Allah, we know He is the greatest. And if you have to look at His life, then in His life there's eating, there's drinking, there's marrying, there's bringing up of the children, there is jihad, there is tilawat of the Quran Sharif, there is zikrullah, there is ishraq sometimes charsh, there is tahajjud, there is service to the poor, the needy, the destitute. In His life, in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there is ta'aleem of the Quran and the Sunnah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained the ayat of the Quran Sharif. He explained the ayat, what it means. Although people were Arabs, but they had to also be explained many, many ayat and many, many verses. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the one who gave us the masail of deen, all the different masail. So in His life we find all these things. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also went to sleep. He was a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But there is sleep also in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, although it is mentioned that his heart did not go to sleep. But the point that I'm getting across to you is that there is a place for everything in Islam, in Sharia, in Quran and Sunnah. There is a place for everything. There are occasions when there is a need to laugh, to be happy, to be cheerful, to be joyous. And there are occasions when a person will cry, a person will express grief, a person will express sorrow. It's not that the person has to be gloom and doom all the time. There has to be a place for it. If the person is serious with his wife and children all the time, because he's doing a lot of work of deen, a lot of khidmat and service of the Quran and the Sunnah, or the person is engaged in jihad, so therefore now there's no place for laughter, there's no place for smile, there's no place for cheer. He's entering his home also like a person who is very, very serious. Then we will say that person is not following the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Who could have had more concern and more fikr for deen than Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Or the Sahaba ikram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. Then he would have said that there is no place for marriage in Islam also. Because in marriage the person will have to talk cheerfully with his wife. And there are other occasions when the person will need to have some kind of cheer and smile. So there is a place for everything. And I'm mentioning this because it is a season of holidays. For majority of the pupils of schools, colleges, universities, or practically everyone now, it is holiday season. So is there a place for holiday in Islam? Is there a place for holiday? This is the point that I wish to get across to you. That it is unfortunate that we are tied up with the system in our country or in the countries of the world where there is no Islamic rule. And even if there is Islamic rule, it is just some sections of Islamic rule. There is no obedience to Allah Ta'ala in all aspects of Islam. So we don't have the proper Islamic system. But if we have to take a proper Islamic system, then even in that system also, there is a place for rest, there is a place for relaxation. And not only there is a place for relaxation, but there is also sawab on that relaxation. Now you will say that this is something strange that we are listening. How can you get sawab on relaxation? We will come to that inshallah. But this point that I was mentioning is that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life, if you have to look at it, in what did he spend the major portion of his life? In what did he spend the major portion of his life? There is no doubt that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam engaged in all those other activities that I mentioned. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had the greatest concern that deen and Islam must spread throughout the globe. Every person must get hidayat till the day of Qiyamah. But yet, as I said, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there's marriage in his, not one, but many wives he was allowed. Now imagine the responsibilities, the obligation, the duties when a person has so many wives. And there was no one more just and more fair and more equitable than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So how much attention he had to pay to all those rights of all the different wives and the rights of the children and the rights of his friends, rights of his companions, rights of the neighbors, rights of the visitors that used to come from outside to learn the deen of Islam. The rights of so many people were on his shoulders. Yet Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was found to be perfect. No person can say that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam showed any kind of negligence in the fulfillment of the right of any person. The rights of the poor, the rights of the needy, the right of the orphan, the rights of the destitute, the right of everyone. If it is not a miracle, then what else is it? If we have four or five different responsibilities and obligations, then we become immediately negligent. Somewhere along the line we will show negligence. If we are fulfilling the rights of the wives, then we will be negligent with regards to rights of the parents. If we are fulfilling the rights of the parents, we will be negligent with regards to the rights of the wives and the children. Or the neighbors, or someone else. Now here, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam fulfilled everybody's rights. But what was it that he occupied himself the most in? If we have to look at the kitabs of Hadith Sharif, then we will find that although Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam engaged in jihad, he engaged in tilawat, he engaged in everything, but the greatest thing that he remembered was that engaged in all the time, or something that he was engaged in all the time, is the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Whether it was going to sleep or eat or drink, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is going to the bazaar, he is taking the name of Allah Ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is returning from the bazaar and the marketplace, he is taking the name of Allah Ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is commencing to eat, he is taking the name of Allah Ta'ala. He is concluding his meals, he is taking the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is setting out on a journey, look at the number of different du'as that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to recite, remembering Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in abundance even on those journeys. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he is going to the masjid, he is entering the masjid, name of Allah Ta'ala. He is exiting from the masjid, name of Allah Ta'ala. He is putting on his clothes, he is taking the name of Allah Ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam suffers some kind of grief and sorrow, again the name of Allah Ta'ala. Because inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, again name of Allah Ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, whatever it was, even in that jihad itself, it was the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Zikrullah was in everything, remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. So therefore, this person who is now seeking a holiday, he says he wants to refresh himself. He wants to have some kind of relaxation of the mind and the brain and the body. Then again, it must be with the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. That is the only condition. That this relaxation is permissible, there's nothing wrong. The person has worked the whole year, or the student has worked hard the whole year. which we get very few really doing these days. But in any case, if they have and they are now tired, so they are allowed some kind of relaxation. But whether it is the student or whether it is the parents or whether it is anybody else, if we are tired and we need some kind of break, then there's nothing wrong with that. But the condition is this, that break must remind us of Allah Ta'ala. We must not be negligent of the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, that in that break, in that holiday, Allah Ta'ala is watching us. For wherever we go, if the person is going, whether he is going to America, is going to China, is going to, or is going for a holiday to Malaysia, or is going anywhere else, the fact is that he is going to use the bounties of Allah Ta'ala. Show me one person that will go traveling out and say that he's going for a nice holiday and he's not going to be using the bounties and the gifts and the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, of sight, of hearing, of speech, of heart, liver and lungs. Every ni'mat and bounty is Allah Ta'ala's gift. And therefore he will be using that. So that person who is now having this holiday, then he has to be conscious of the fact that this holiday must be so that we may become refreshed, so that we may get more strength in our bodies, more vigor and more enthusiasm to fulfill those laws of Allah Ta'ala. That is the purpose of that holiday. That it is for the fulfillment of the obligations, duties and responsibilities that are on that person. As Shah Abdul Aziz Sa Muhaddith Dehlvi Rahmatullah Alayh, such a great Muhaddith, when he is giving a commentary of the ayat of the Quran Sharif, وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّاهَا وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَاهَا وَالسَّمَاءِ وَمَا بَنَاهَا وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا طَحَاهَا وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Now there is no time and there is not the occasion to go into the tafsir of this ayat, but what an ocean there is in this ayat. But just one point that has been mentioned there is that there was a sahabi by the name of Muaz ibn Jabal. Hazrat Muaz ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala, a very great sahabi of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. There are so many ahadith with regards to Hazrat Muaz ibn Jabal. So he said, Inni la ahtasibu fi nawmi kama ahtasibu fi qawmi. What it meant? He said that I look forward to sawab, look forward to rewards in my sleep, just as I look forward to rewards from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala when I am performing my tahajjud, when I am standing before Allah in my salat, or when I'm reading the Quran Sharif. In other words, all other ibadat that I do, how I look forward to sawab and rewards from Allah Ta'ala, in the same way I look forward to rewards in my sleep. Now we say, how can the person be looking forward to rewards? And yet sleep, we will say, is the major form of ghaflat. Who can be more ghafil from Allah Ta'ala than the person who is fast asleep? The person who is fast asleep, we all know that in the dream the person can see is stealing, is committing adultery, fornication, the person is breaking somebody's jaw, or the person, whatever he is doing in the dream, major sins he is committing, but there's no sin. Or in the dream the person is making great ibadat, is making tilawat of the Quran Sharif, is making khatam upon khatam, and is giving charities upon charities. Can we say the person in the dream, he gave all that, therefore a lot of sawab? Otherwise it will end up like that one lawyer who sent one bill to one of his clients. And there was an extra charge of about 2,000 and whatever it was, is an example. So the person asked, he said, what is this extra charge here for? He said, last night I dreamt of your case and I spent half an hour on the case. Shouldn't there be a charge for that? So we know that when it comes to negligence, there's no more negligence than being in a fast asleep. But yet, that he says, I expect rewards from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the sleep of mine, because this sleep is going to become the means of refreshing his body. It will give him some kind of rest, relaxation of the mind and the brain and the body. So now when he's going to get up, he will be fresh. And he will be able to now go and earn halal livelihood for his family, for his children. He'll be able to go and do da'wah, tabligh, whatever it is. He'll be able to go khidmat of service for the poor, the needy, the destitute. the strength that has come in his body, now he'll be able to make tilawat of the Quran Sharif. He'll be able to make zikrullah. He'll be able to fulfill the rights of people. He'll be able to fulfill the commands of Allah and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So hasn't this sleep become the means of ibadat? So therefore he says, I will get sawab on this sleep of mine also. But did he say that this sleep of mine, I must get some kind of relaxation, rest, and get refreshment, and when I get plenty of strength in my body with this eating and drinking and rest, so then I'm going to head for the casino, for the disco, for the rave club, for the theater. And this nourishment that my body will get through this food and through this drink, and this freshness of the body through sleep, so then I'm going to commit adultery and fornication, which is our major problems these days. That means we also eat, we drink, we have rest, we say we go for holiday, we do everything. But what is the purpose of it? What do we gain in those holidays? Do we take lessons from the Qudrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? The mountains, the waters of the ocean, the animals in the jungle. Whatever we go and see, there's great, great lessons in there. Now if we are taking those lessons, then we are also going to sleep and relax. And we say, Ya Allah, give us sawab on this relaxation, because this is our niyat and intention, that when we get strength in our body, then we will use it for your ibadat. So then we will say that this person is fulfilling that command of that ayat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, or that ayat of the Quran Sharif, in which Allah ta'ala informs us that he has created jinn and mankind for no other purpose except his worship. So human beings or believers or Muslims, we have to be what we term as Ibnul Waqt. What is the demand of that particular time? We fulfill that demand. If the demand is the fulfillment of the right of the wife or the mother or the father or the children, whatever it is at that time within the parameters of Sharia, then the fulfillment of that is ibadat. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi Mujaddidi Millat, one occasion after he finished his first namaz, he was now making sunnat namaz. Now imagine a sheikh of the time with hundreds of or thousands of murids. Now, whilst he was making his namaz, he was in namaz, and somebody shouted that your wife fell down. His wife, they should call her Ammaji, whatever they call her, she fell down. She must have slipped and fallen. Now, any other person will say, now this time I must complete my namaz properly, read extra tasbihat now, so that the people can see that this person is unconcerned about his wife, he is concerned about the right of Allah Ta'ala. That's what we would have said. He immediately broke his namaz and rushed home. Immediately he broke his namaz and he rushed home. It was a sunnat namaz and he rushed home. He picked her up, he tried to get her treated, whatever has to be done, he did. He was unconcerned about what people will say. People can say what they want to say, that he was more concerned about his wife falling down. But that was the right of the wife. At that time the fulfillment was to go and see what has happened to her, and assist her and help her. If a person is making his salat, even if it's farz namaz, and suddenly he just happened to gaze at somebody who seems to be walking straight towards a ditch, or is going to fall in the fire, or is going to hurt himself and injure himself because he's blind, or something of that sort, then find out what do the jurists say. Immediately break the namaz and go and assist him and help him and stop him from getting hurt and injured. So there are times and occasions for everything. So if a person is tired, if a person requires rest, if a person requires holiday, but with this intention that when that rest will give me strength in my body, when I'll become refreshed, then I will use it for the propagation of the deen of Allah Ta'ala. I will use it for the fulfillment of the rights and the completion of all obligations. I will use it for earning halal livelihood. I will use it in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ibadat, in zikr, in tilawat. Because negligence in holidays is our downfall. When holidays come, then it seems as if we have now been given a license to sin. License to sin is a different thing altogether. The first thing that we look for is where there is entertainment. And what kind of entertainment, we all know. Or the person will spend hours and hours and hours on the internet, porn sites, where his brains also get damaged, and physically also he gets destroyed. We are dealing with these cases, and believe me, letters from different parts of the world, the same problem, how the person's lives are getting destroyed. And they are complaining and complaining and acknowledging and admitting and confessing, but shaitan and nafs has put this into their heads that it's impossible to give it up. I'm addicted, how can I give it up? I'm addicted. One young person was talking about his addiction to these drugs and porn sites and other things. So I asked him that if your father is sitting there, in front of him will you watch? If your mother is sitting there, will you watch? If your ustad is sitting there, will you watch? And if you are bayat to somebody and your sheikh is sitting there, will you watch? So which means that you are well aware that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is watching. But as if you want to push Allah ta'ala aside and say that I'm concerned about my father, mother, brother, sister watching me. But oh Allah, I do not want to bother too much about you, so I'm pushing you aside. Yet he is the one who blessed us with sight. Or if somebody has to put a gun at the person's head at that time when he's watching that blue film or porn sites, an intruder comes in and puts a gun at his head and says, now what do you want? You want your head blown or you want to complete the watching of that movie that you were watching? At that time, ask him what he will say. So it is our nafs and shaitan. We do not want to give up these addictions. So holiday, there is no problem. But where we go, what we see, what we watch, what we do, there we have to remember that it is Allah Ta'ala that's watching us all the time. Because we are answerable, we are accountable, we are believers in Him, in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the life after death, on the day of judgment, we have to answer. So therefore, Hazrat Mu'az ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala, and he says that I look forward to reward and sawab in my sleep also. Allah Ta'ala gives rewards because it is just like a person who is working for someone. Say if you have a carpenter. Now this carpenter, every now and again he takes the saw and starts sharpening the saw. Nowadays they've got all these electrical gadgets. But those days it was hand saw. Every little while they have to sharpen it. After 1 hour then they sharpen it. Now in that sharpening 10 minutes goes. Now if this person say, I'm going to deduct your wages, because 10 minutes you spent on the sharpening of the saw. Will anybody accept that? All our staff, we give them lunch break. We say, you're employed for the month, your lunch break will be half an hour, 45 minutes, you are entitled to that because you need some food in your stomach and some rest. But then we will deduct your wages for that 45 minutes. Will anybody work? So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who is the most merciful, say that this banda of mine, he was making ibadat, he was earning livelihood, he was searching for rizq halal. He was going out in the for deen and dawat. The person was doing all kinds of activities which benefited mankind. He was assisting the poor, the needy. He was going around serving mankind. Now he got tired, so he needs some sleep. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives him rewards on that sleep also. He is like sharpening that saw so that he can cut the wood again properly. How beautiful deen of Islam is. But we want to spend our life in ghaflat, negligence. We don't want to even think of Allah Ta'ala at that time when nafs and shaitan become dominant. Jo guzri teri yaad mein zindagi hai, wohi zindagi bas meri zindagi hai. Jo guzri teri yaad mein zindagi hai, wohi zindagi bas meri zindagi hai. Jo ghaflat mein guzri wo kya zindagi hai, wo jeena nahi balki sharmindagi hai. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us an understanding. Eat, drink, make use of the ni'mats of Allah ta'ala. Increase our shukr, and if difficulties come, make sabr. Holidays are permissible, but let it not be in negligence. It should be in the fulfillment of the rights of Allah Ta'ala, the rights of our deen, and the rights of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and the rights of others. May Allah Ta'ala give me, give you, and the ummah the tawfiq of amal. Wa akhara da'wana alhamdulillah.